that now, even though true, you have some kohanim that are Torah. See, if the kohen, if we would know he's tamei, he can't bring the korban. If he did it, the korban is not acceptable. But now that we did not know he was tamei, for sure it should be acceptable. Just like the korban pesach never has had to be brought if we know for sure he's the only one that's tamei. Ma'ashen kein, but tumas tamei it's mutter, so by tamei it should also be mutter. Amri, we say no. Could we learn now, this is a klal. You can't learn now a kal v'chayimah means like a svarim. If over there that's less lenient, has the halacha, a place that's more strict, for sure has that halacha. That's a svara kal v'chayimah learn out from dinim that say in the Torah itself. Something that says in the Torah, that Torah shabaktav, it was given over yud gimel midish, a Torah addressed for him. There are 13 ways the way we go ahead and dash in the Torah. One of the ways we dash in the Torah is, there's a klal of a kal v'chayimah. That's only said to dash and psukim what says in the Torah itself. But mi'alocha, a thing that we only know from Allah, Lomashi Mitzinai, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah this halacha. Then the klal is no. You're not allowed to make a kal v'chayimah. The halacha, Lomashi Mitzinai, those halachas were not given to be learned with the klalim of the Torah in the Dreshes Bem. The Torah in the Dreshes is only what says in the Torah Shabbatam. But mi'alocha, Lomashi Mitzinai, you can't make a kal v'chayimah. And here, the kashri is Tumas Atoim is the halacha, Lomashi Mitzinai. So you can't make a kal v'chayimah. For a time, you've learned a raya for this. Omla Rebbe Leza. Akiva. Akiva said a swear like this. Omla Rebbe Leza. Akiva. Rebbe Leza told of Akiva. Etzem kisayram. That that we say if you have a bone, the size of a barley of a mace, that's tamei halacha. That's halacha l'moshe mitzinai. If you have the bone of a mace, the size of a barley, it's matamiyu. Revias dam. What about a revias of the blood of the mace, that's matamiyu? That's a kal v'chayimah. And the klal is, v'ein don in kal v'chayimah mi'alocha. You can't learn out a kal v'chayimah from halacha. That's what the Blazer told Akiva. If you want to learn out Hilchas revias dam from the halacha of the etzim, to serve, you can't learn out one from the other. Because this halacha that if you have a small bone, the size of a barley from a mace, that's matamiyu, that's halacha l'moshe mitzinai. And that's the klal, you can't learn out a kal v'chayimah from halacha l'moshe mitzinai. Elo amar rov. So then we're back shver to the shayla. This shayla, the kohen that brings the tumin. If we realize now that he had a tumas at the home, as something nobody in the world knew he was tamei, is the korban acceptable or not? We don't know now. You can't make a kal v'chayim here. What's the halacha? Elo amar rov. Yalef moyado miyado mipesach. Ein ekonami. There's a gzeirah shav involved. Make a gzeirah shav you could make. The Torah says all the halachas that apply to a pesach apply to korban at tamei also. Therefore, just like by the korban pesach, there is the klal of tumas at home. If nobody knew the bailum or the kohen that was tamei, the korban is acceptable. Pulled in by the korban at tamei also. If nobody knew the kohen was tamei, then the korban is acceptable. Learn how to gzeira shav and miyada miyada. For the Gemara though, the tumas atoyim gufa hechik sivi. So far we just got finished saying it's halacha l'moshe mitzinai. Now the Gemara's first in the try and say not like that. Where does this first in the try and find the pasuk? Where does it say in the Torah a mokar for this halacha? New chiddush we're learning now. That tumas atoyim, in the case where you were tamei, and nobody in the world knew you were tamei, that the korban is acceptable. The tzitz helps for that. Where do we know this from the Torah? Hechik siva. Where does it say such a chiddush in the Torah? The Maskonim doesn't say it in the Torah. But the Avamina is where the Psukim. Omer Yablaz Omakro, the Pasuk says, V'chiyomus meis olov. If a meis dies by you, this is talking about a nozir. It says if a nozir touches a meis, he's tamei, and he has to start counting over again. So the Pasuk says, V'chiyomus meis olov, the meis died upon you, that means V'mechveres olov, that you see clearly, you know you're tamei. That's soista, that makes you tamei. But in the case where you yourself do not know that you touched a meis, then you're not tamei. That's the makor from this pasuk. So tomorrow maybe ask a nazir. You'll tell me you find this pasuk by a nazir of oisa pesach minolon. How do we know a person is bringing the korban pesach that if he does not know that he's tamei, the tzitz is meratze? On Rav Yechon and Makro, the pasuk says pederech rechayka. Pasuk says there are two types of people that don't bring a pesach rishon; they bring a pesach sheni. These are people that are derech rechayka. They're far away from Yerushalayim. They can't make it to being a pesach rishon, or else you're tamei lemeis. Or else you're tamei in the same pasuk. So we dash you now. Derech rechayka lachem, the mechveres lachem. Just like rechayka means you're far away, that you realize clearly you're far away from Yerushalayim. You can't bring a korban. The same thing when the end of the pasuk says that if you are tamei meis, you can't bring the korban. Only means it was clear to you that you touched the meis. Rashi, lachem, tumah lanefesh, oy v'derech rechayk lachem, v'ay lachem korin nam yatumah. Kiderech, it has to be clear to you, that you have to know, kiderech, Rashi, tumah lanefesh, do me the derech rechayku. Just like if you're far away from Yerushalayim, it's clear to you that you're far away, and then you're putter. Who then, if it's clear to you that you touched a mace, then you can't bring a korban Pesach. But in the case where you do not know that you touched a mace, then the korban is acceptable. We have Shimon ben Gamliel there, kederach. He makes it from the word derech itself. Ma derech begoli, just like a way, the road, means everybody knows the road. Af tuma nami begoli. Who adin, the same pasuk that says that if you're tamal mace, you don't bring korban Pesach, who, which tamal mace? If it's begoli, you know, you realize that you touched the mace. But if you don't know you touched the mace, and the chanami, then the korban is acceptable. So maybe these are the psukim that teach us the yisoid of tumas toim. Kedumar neisvei, avarayi if you attest that these psukim are not the makor, we don't learn out the chiddush of tumas toim from these psukim. Why not? Because the tesefta says like this, eizehu tumas toim. What is considered the chiddush? Where is the case of tumas toim that we have a chiddush? Even though our Mishnah says, if the owner himself of the korban pesach was tamei, and then the kohen brought the korban is not acceptable, because he's a tamei lameis. For in the case we have the tumas toim, then the korban is acceptable. What is the case of tumas toim? Kol shloihikabo echa desoif oilam. Nobody in the whole world knew that there was a mace under this place here, and you walked through that place yesterday. So the kid said, nobody in the world knows right now that you're a tumas mace. That's the case of tumas toim. What about hikabo echa desoif oilam? One guy in China knows that under this ground right now there's a mace. The locker is ain zet tumas toim. Even though here in America, nobody in America knows that a mace was buried under this place. One guy in China came here last year and buried his father here under this place. So if one guy in China knows that there's a mace buried here, that's not called Tumas HaTayim. Tumas HaTayim has to mean that nobody in the world knows, realizes, that right now there's a mace there. I didn't know anybody else. Yeah, good. Okay, Kasha, good. We'll soon see cases. Right, how do you know that? We'll soon see cases. But I call upon, this is the Brisa said to Sefta. But if one person did know that, even though you don't know that it's not called Tumas HaTayim, this is the Kasha. If you're going to tell me now that Tumas HaTayim went out from these Tsukim are Mashma that you have to realize it. You have to know your Tumay. Mashma, if you don't know, even though somebody else does know, it's called Tumas HaTayim. And the Sefta says not like that. It says, what's called Tumas HaTayim if nobody in the whole world knows about it? So you can't tell me the Makaras from these Tsukim. Because from these Tsukim will be enough that just you don't know. Only you have to know about it. But if you don't know about it, the chur should be tor. That's not like the sefta. Good, two people have to know about it. But two people have to know about it. But here it's mashma, if one person in the world knows about it, then it's known in tumas toim. The shum melachas v'yomer kederech, it has to be clear to you right away. Ad the other kuli alma, a derech road, everybody knows this tumah. So according to Rashkokas is mashmum, when don't you have tumas toim? Only when everybody knows your tummy. But mashmum, if one person does not know that your tummy, you should have it. And the Tesefta says not like that. The Tesefta says the only time you have the tumas toim if nobody in the world knows about it. So basically, you can't learn out from these sukkim. Elo the maskoner is tumas toim hilchasad yamirulo. The halacha is halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai. It was taught not in the Torah, said through Moshe, that there's no chiddush, that if nobody in the world knows that there's a mace in this place, and we first find out about it 2 days later, even though now, 2 days ago, really you should have been tamei, because we know now you walked over this place that there was a mace there yesterday, and really yesterday when you brought your korban, you were tamei. That's halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai, no? Since it's not known until today, what you did yesterday, the korban is acceptable. Ukros machta b'yalma. These psukim were brought down before is only in a smachta. It's not the real limud. Oma ma baravashi. Loi shonu ala shenoi de loi liachas rika. It's only said, even the chiddush tumas toim is only if you first found out about it after they did the zrika. The chi is direct dam, shapir is direct. Because at the time when they made the zrika, it's a dam, it was done, they actually did not know about it. Abu noi de loi lufnei zrika, loi marasa. But let's say we found out about it now before they made the zrika, it's a dam, that yesterday there was a mace buried there, and you went over that place. Now that we know that you're coming before this Rika, you can't do it. But the Gemara Meis, we have a kash from you. Ha moit say Meis, Mushkav l'rochboi. If now we find the Meis as Mamish, Mushkav, lying down the Rochboi, the whole width of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbi, Shel Derech, over the way, is Latruma Tomei. And the person walked over it yesterday, and we first realized it today. Today they dug up under this road, and they found that there's a Meis Mamish lying down straight across the width of the road. So if he pastures, whoever walked over this road, now we know, went over this mace. So locher is the truma tummy. If you ate truma yesterday, you have to burn this truma tonight. Le nozir v'yoyis the Pesach Torah. But again, to bring in the korban nozir, korban Pesach, we say your Torah. V'chol tomei v'torah v'tohor la'bohu. It's only metame la'boh, not from before. So lechuru, what do you see here? That even though even though Pashas Mach, even though you found out about it now, before you brought your carbon, but about at the time you went over that place, nobody knew about it, you considered Torah, you could bring carbon Pesach. So Mashm, even though you know now, Bishash, you're bringing the carbon, that yesterday you went over a place that was not known then, still you could bring the carbon. So of course, Mashma, it would still be Makubal, even though we know about it, Bishash Rika. So not like you want to say only if you first found out about it after Zrika. If you learned this way, you should have learned. Don't think. This chiddush of tumas time is only if he finds out about it after he made the zrika zadam. But if he finds out about it before zrika, it doesn't help. No. Since lemaisa, at the time when he went over this mace yesterday, nobody in the world knew it was, he was tamei. That's called tumas time. Tumas HaTayim, the Xeris HaKosav is, that even though we find out about it now, before you bring a carbon, you still have a right to bring the carbon. The tzitz is matamar on such a tumah, if a shaft you touch the mace, nobody in the world knew about it, that carbon is merutza. Kufa. Ha moitzei mace mushkel rachva. You find the mace now buried on under the width of the road. Shel derech. Le truma tumay. For truma, whoever walked over it, mestama went over the mace and his tummy. Le nozev yoyes the Pesach Torah. There's no other way to go over there. Because it's a subtle tumor, Rishus Rabin. Let's say he's not mamish over the whole road. There's a way to walk over that place. So now we have a suffix. The people that walked that place, did they walk over the mace or did they walk around the mace? That's called the suffix tumor, Rishus Rabin. The loch is its tor. And by this, when do we say it's tummy? If there's no other way to go over, you have to go over the mace. The Nedavam Amurim Shemot Shom, you found the mace whole. Avo Meshuba, you found the broken in pieces, the Mefura crushed up. Tor, also Tor. Why? Shema Ben Aprokim over. Maybe you went in between the pieces, you were in between the pieces, and you weren't oil on top of a mace. Uve Kever, but let's say you found these pieces now in the coffin itself. Afilu Meshuba Mefura Tomei. Even if the pieces are broken up, it doesn't help you. Vifnesha Kever Mitzarfu, that's the Lochem. If you have the Kever of the coffin, even though the mace is broken up in pieces there, no matter what part of the coffin you walked over, the coffin is Mitzarf, the mace, and the Tumah goes up. So anybody that walked over any part of the coffin becomes Tummy. So talking about now, this coffin is underneath the road, completely across the width of the road, so no matter how you walked over this road, you had to go over the mace, therefore you're Tummy. You're walking on your feet. Then we say for sure you walked over it. Let's say you're carrying a bundle. Or else you're riding a horse. Tumeya. You're walking on your feet. Why? There's a case here. When we say that the pieces are broken up, we say then you're not tummy. That's only if you're walking. But if you're carrying a big bundle and you're riding, then you're tummy then also. Why? If you're walking normally with your feet, possibly you skipped over, you went in between the broken bones. For lo yail, you didn't go over the mace. Avo toin, somebody that's walking, carrying a big bundle. When you're carrying a big bundle, you go much slower and you're hunchback, you bent over, then the ma, you walk over a lot of places. Rashi says, you even swerve over the road. So here it's more or less like you're touching any part of the road. Then it's not called a suffix. When then when you did touch the mace. Now, the Medavar Mamurim, when is this all said? Batuma Satoim, when nobody knew about it. Ava Batuma Yedua, if people knew the mace was there, then it's Tummy. You tell me Pchura for Kerem Pesach. Now, V'yezi he, Tuma Satoim, what's considered a Tuma that nobody knew about it? Koshla Hikabo Echad B'Seiferlim. Nobody in the whole world knew that the mace was in this Mokim. Ava Hikabo Echad B'Seiferlim, somebody in the world knew that the mace was there. Ain't the Tuma Satoim. It's not called the Tuma Satoim. Now, Motze Tomim B'Tevin. Have you found the mace hid in straw, the yofer and dirt, over tsroris and pebbles? Hareza tumas atoim. That's called a tumas atoim. Because normally nobody buries a person there. So we have to say the person just dropped dead there, and nobody knew about it. That's called a tumas atoim.
All right, we'll continue next tape. Next tape. I'll go over this last sugi again, Mr. Shim. Beis Amid Pei Aleph Amid Beis. Again, sorry, right before the Mishnah. Gufa Hamoitzi Meis Mushkav L'Rochbay. If somebody finds a mace that was buried underneath the ground, he was lying upon the, or straight across the road, Shoderech. L'Roch by Shoderech. Straight across the road. Is L'Truma Tomei. If there's a question, the person that walked over this route, he Truma. We said this person is Tomei. This coin is not letting Truma. L'Nozir. If this person that walked over this road was a Nozir, or else V'Yosef Pesach, he's the person that has to bring Korban Pesach, we say Tor. Because this is the Chiddush of Tumas Tohim, that since at the time they walked over it, nobody in the world knew that the mace was there. Therefore, he's called Tor. The Medavar Mamurim, when do we say this? Shein le mokim laver. There's no way for him to go past. Avyesh mokim laver. If the mace is not directly straight across the road, there is a place that he can walk over it, not over the mace. Is after the Truma Tor. Then we say, even from Truma, somebody, a kind that wants to see Truma, he's also Tor. Because it remains a Sofik Truma B'Shus Rabim, Yigolu Kula. When do we say these halachis? Shemotzu sholem. If you found the mace in a hole, avol mishub. If you found the mace in pieces, or mufurak, chopped up in pieces, tor. Then we say the person that walked over this road is tor. Why? Shem abein aprokim over. Maybe he went over the pieces, in between the pieces, and he was not mild. He didn't go over the mace. What about the kever? Let's say all these pieces is in the coffin. Then afilu mishubur or mufurak, tomei. Even though the pieces are chopped up in pieces, still whoever goes over this road is for sure tamei. Mipnei shakever mitzarfin, because the kever, the coffin, is mitzarf. Even though there are pieces all over it, it makes it like the tumah goes up all over the coffin. So anybody that went on top of the coffin has tumas meis on him. Pnei devar amurim. When do we say this halach is a mahalach? Barago. Somebody's walking. Avol toyin. If somebody is carrying a weight and he's walking carrying weight, or rochav, or else he's riding on a horse. Rochav, then Tomei. Then we say, even though the pieces are scattered out, are broken up, still the person is Tomei. Why? The Vishamalef Baragli, if a person is walking normally with his feet, Efshesh Layiga. It's possible you won't touch the mace, Lo Yahel. You won't be over the mace. Avu Tomei, unless if somebody is carrying a bundle, or Rochav, or else he's riding, Efshesh Layiga, Lo Yoyel. It's not possible that for sure you touched the mace, or else you went over the mace. And like Rashi says, tone, if somebody is carrying something, he like swivers back and forth. Lakan o lakan. O maya lauts dodef. Yevaita, the nedevar mamurim, when do we say these halachas betumas hatohim? Only a question, if it's a suffix, if we never knew the mace was there. Avo betumah yedua, if everybody knew the mace was there, then we say tummy. Then taka misofik also yetummy. In other words, even a nozer, even Noisei Pesach, he's also Tomei. The Eizelhi Tumas HaToim, what is considered a Tumas HaToim that was covered that nobody knew about it? Koshloi Hikra Bo Echad Nisayf Oilem. That nobody, even the whole world, knew that the mace was there, or the Tumah was there. Avod Hikra Bo Echad Nisayf Oilem, if somebody at the end of the world knew about it, Ein Zeh Tumas HaToim. This does not have this Chiddush of Tumas HaToim, and therefore, since you like went over the mace for sure, even though you did not know about it, still now when we find out that you went over it, you are Tomit Lemafraya from before. Motza Tomin B'Tevin, let's say you found the mace covered up in straw, the yofer and dirt, Ubitzruos are in pebbles and stones, Harezeh Tumas HaToim. That's considered a good case of Tumas HaToim. Since it was covered up, you did not know it, nobody knew about it was there, that's called Tumas HaToim. What about B'Mayim? It's only covered up with water, or Vafel, or else it's dark. Over the kike has loim, cracks in the stones. Ain't that tumas atoim? This is not called tumas atoim. Because if you look carefully, you could see it. Even though it's dark, if you put a light there, you could see it. In the cracks of the stone, you could look there. It's possible to see it, but some of people know about it. Floy omru tumas atoim, elu lemeisvavad. We only have this chiddush of tumas atoim, that minasofik, that since you did not know about it at the time, you have a din tor, negate the carbonus. That's only said if you touch the tumas mace. Like we had before, when they get the Tumas Sheretz, whereas when they get the Tumas Zav, you do not have this Chiddush of Tumas Hatahim. In Nitma Sholem, if the whole Korban Pesach became Tomei, Nitma Sholem, the whole Korban became Tomei, a Sheretz touched the whole Korban when it was still Sholem, Oy Ruboy, or else most of the meat of the Korban Pesach became Tomei, on Erev Pesach, then the Alachar is Sarfen Oysa Lefnei Habira. You're supposed to burn the meat, since it's Tomei and Allah eat it now,
The din is it's toin sreif, you have to burn it. Where do you burn it? Lefnei habira, means in the Beis HaMikdash, on the regular Mizbeach. Me'atzei hamarocha. You could use the regular wood that's on top of the Mizbeach, the Atzei hamarocha, that wood you could use to burn your Tomatik Korban Pesach. Rashi nitma sholem aruba, surplus of the habira. Kol HaMikdash kulei kori bira. Any part of the Beis HaMikdash is called the bira. The Gemara forest time of why it's called Beis HaBira, or why you could burn in the Beis HaMikdash. And who are then you're allowed to use the wood, Me'atzei hamarocha. What about nitma miyutai? Let's say only meat, the small amount of the meat of your korban became tummy. Hey, most of it is torn. Just one part of it, after you cut up the meat, one part of it became tummy. Is nitma miyutai, or else vahanoiser? Let's say you had meat left overnight. You didn't eat the korban at night, you didn't eat all the meat. You had a little bit of meat left over to the next morning, which is chala din loiser on it. Is alocha then surfen oisom v'chatzarasayim? You have to burn it. But where? Privately. Burn it in your own chutz, in your own backyard. Or else burn it on top of your roof. And what type of wood? Me'atzei atzmon. You're supposed to use your own wood. Don't burn it in the Beis HaMikdash with the Beis HaMikdash's wood from the Me'atzei Marocham for the Mizbeach. But no, use your own wood and burn it on top in your own private house. Hatziknin. Let's say people that were stingy. Trashi Atzronim, Kalayma, Shein, Soriyayin, they were stingy. They didn't want to waste their own money. They would take even the small amount of noiser, or the small amount of the meat that was tumein, and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and burn it there. In order to save themselves the money, not to have to use their own wood and waste their own wood, they would rather take their small piece of meat back to the Beis HaMikdash and burn it there using the Hegdish wood. So mashma, the din is, you are allowed to do this. And since it is Kodshim, and Kodshim is supposed to be burnt in the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to do it. Just as din is, the Mishnah says, if it's a small amount, metchila, burn it in your own house. Burn it privately. But the tziknim, people that are stingy, if they do it, we let them do it. Like, minikar adim, midiraisu, it's mutter to burn any Kodshim in the Beis HaMikdash on the Yatzei Marocha. Just we say, since you could burn it privately, we say if it's a small amount, you're supposed to burn it privately. We'll soon see why. So tomorrow, my timer. What's the time? Why do we say if nitma sholim, if the whole korban became tamei or else ruboy, then your badavka is supposed to burn it in the Beis HaMikdash? Why? Mashma, you could burn it privately in your house. So why do we say you have to burn it in the Beis HaMikdash? Om Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Kedei Labaishan. We want to embarrass you. We want everybody to see the way you have to come back with your meat now and burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. People are going to ask you, what are you bringing it back for? It's a korban pesach. Take it home and eat it. You're going to have to tell everybody, I wasn't careful, and it became tummy, that's why I have to burn it. So we want to embarrass you today that you learn your lesson, and next year you'll be very careful with it and make sure it doesn't become tummy. Like it was your fault why it became tummy. You had your meat, the korban pesach, and you didn't watch it too carefully. You let a sheretz, something touched it. So it's your fault, we want to be mevayish you. But let's say only a small amount became tummy, that's not so gefelich. Most of it was Torah, then we don't have to embarrass you, then you're allowed to burn it privately in your own house, you don't have to tell anybody. Or a minu have a kasher on you. V'chein mi sheyotzim Yerushalayim. Somebody left Yerushalayim. After he went early regal, he went with Boris Kabonis, he left Yerushalayim. V'niskar, and he remembers now, sheyesh biyodoi bos ha-kodesh. He remembers he took with him a kochim, a korban shlomim, he took with him samit kochim kalim. And halacha is, once you take it out of Yerushalayim, it's possible. That's a psuliyetzei. You're only allowed to eat the meat of kochim kalim in Yerushalayim. If you take it outside Yerushalayim, it's already possible. So you took it outside Yerushalayim, it's possible. Halacha is like this. Im ovad soifim. If you went past this place, soifim. So Rashi says soifim means that's a mokom sheyochol iras misham abirim. From this place, you could still see the Beis HaMikdash. Or misham v'holor and yochol iraisei. From there on, you can't see the Beis HaMikdash anymore. So, if you pass this place already, then you're allowed to burn it where you are. Like Rashi says, we do not bother you to say you have to go back and burn it in Yerushalayim. Or the surfi Yerushalayim. You don't have to go back to Yerushalayim. Since you went far away from Yerushalayim, we'll let you burn it wherever you want. Even though metchila, you're supposed to burn the meat the same place where you're allowed to eat it, and you're only allowed to eat the meat in Yerushalayim, Still, that's only din metchila. But here, for the effort that you went far out of Yerushalayim, we don't bother you to make you come back to Yerushalayim. The Yimlav, let's say you didn't go so far out of Yerushalayim, you didn't pass Seifim yet. The Yimlav, then the din is Chayzev. The Yimlav, if you didn't go so far, then we say the din is Chayzev Besorfeh.